top of the morning to each and every one of you. God bless you, and thank you so much for connecting with us for these 15 minutes of power that we come and we share together each and every Tuesday morning. For the first 15 minutes, I pray that you are getting up, getting ready to get started, looking forward to a very productive day today, because it will be one that God is going to be glorified in. So many other things are going to happen that's going to just confirm what it is that God has been speaking to you. We've been praying in our church, and God sent us a word on Sunday. He said that this is the week that we're going to receive a good report, and I want many of you to just hold on to that revelation, confess it over your life, that this is the week that we shall receive a good report. So I'm excited to know that God is working on your behalf, and he's going to manifest some good things even in your life. To all of you who are sharing with us for the very first time this morning, good morning to you. Thank you so much for sharing with us, and we're just so grateful to have you a part of our prayer call this morning. This is where we are every Tuesday morning. We have prayer partners that come just dial in. Some of them are part of our ministry. Some of them are not. It's really not a church thing. It's a kingdom thing. And we get together and we pray. We hear from the Lord just for these moments. And it sort of sets a tone and tenor for our entire day. So we pray that the call blesses you on this morning and that you'll be back on next week to join us as a consistent prayer partner on our first 15 prayer call. This morning, I want to talk about something that all of us inevitably are going to experience, and we have to learn how to manage and even apply the principles of Jesus in order for us to see value and to see success in our lives. It's interesting because the person of Jesus creates our peace, but it's understanding the principles of Jesus that creates our prosperity. You know, the person of Jesus prepares us for eternity, but the principles of Jesus prepare us for success on earth. And Jesus gives us one of these little principles here in Matthew 5 and 9. And this is what he says. He says, God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. It says, God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. And this morning, I want to pray, and I want to just impart around conquering conflict. Conquering conflict. Now, remember, it's the person of Jesus that allows us to have peace, but it's the principles of Jesus that allows us to experience prosperity. And this principle that he gives on how we are to view, how we are to respond to conflict can cause us to have peace and can even cause us to prosper. We have to understand how to conquer conflict, because one of the things that can really add stress to your day and really, really take away one of your most prized possessions, which is your peace, is conflict. And no matter who you are this morning or what level you're living on or what level you work on, conflict can consume your thoughts. It can eat up valuable, productive time. It can take up so much mental space. And it's so very, very important that we understand that conquering conflict is paramount to us living a life that God wants us to live. We have to have a new perspective on it. First of all, what you need to understand about conflict is that it is unavoidable. All right. Whenever you have two people in any arena in life, whether it's marriage, whether they work together on the job, whether you're roommates in college, whether it's just two people that's a part of a family, sisters and brothers, cousins or what have you, there is bound to be conflict. You cannot avoid it. Conflict is the byproduct of human relationship, Okay? That's what conflict is. So don't see conflict as something that is always just about an individual. Sometimes it is, but it's just unavoidable sometimes. But then secondly, you need to understand about conflict. This perspective is that conflict sometimes is necessary. Dr. King wrote in his writings from the Birmingham jail about necessary tension, necessary conflict. And it's those conflicts that come to bring or to give rise to a greater level of peace and a greater level of living. Many times, conflict comes to produce progress. So we can't run from it. We can't sidestep it. We have to learn how to deal with it. We can never, ever overreact to conflict, but we got to learn how to manage it. You got to learn how to respond to it in every regard so that we can get the best out of it. Now, the key to conquering this, before I pray this morning, is that we have to know, first of all, that many battles that we fight produce little rewards. This is the key. So we have to identify quickly if the conflict is even worth getting into. Because sometimes, and this is what I'm praying for some of you, some conflict doesn't even need to be addressed. It'll work itself out on its own. And we have to have the discernment. We have to have the eye of wisdom to be able to identify if I even need to address this or if I even need to expend my time getting into this. You have to dedicate your mental and emotional capital to situations that are going to be productive for you. And God is telling somebody this morning that today some things are going to work themselves out. You don't have to be agitated. You don't have to walk around all disturbed. Some things are just going to work themselves out. And I'm praying that God today will give you the grace to excel in areas of contentiousness, because contentious situations and contentious people can, if we do not know how to handle them correctly and handle the situations correctly, it can destroy a level of peace that God has for us. See, and then thirdly, we need to understand that some people are just contentious people, which means they are argumentative, they're very disputive, they want to argue about everything, they want to dispute, and these are people that you have to identify and you have to minimize your time around, because they'll destroy momentum, they'll kill the synergy of any team or any organization or in any workplace. It prevents bonding. Contentious people are doors for the devil. The Bible says wherever envy and strife is, there is every evil work. See, wherever there's contentious people, wherever there's folks who are always striving to be argumentative, they will tear up an organization. They'll tear up a family. They'll tear up a team. They'll tear up even a church. It's a door for the devil. And even in our own personal lives, we have to make sure that we're not the contentious one, that we're not the ones. The Bible says, blessed are those who are peacemakers, who seek after resolving situations. And then you have to also understand that contention is contagious. It's contagious, that when someone allows the spirit of conflict and confusions to enter their lives, it influences and it affects everybody around them. And we have to be mindful of those who only see conflict but never see solution, who only see problems but never see answers, never say anything positive. They never say anything encouraging or uplifting. You have to understand that, because it's contagious. And if we continue to put ourselves in those atmospheres, we ourselves will become that contagious cancer as well. So this is what I want to pray this morning, that you'll understand what battles to fight, that when you have to enter into conflict, you'll be direct and you'll be honest with people. And then thirdly, you'll be prayerful to know when, to know where, and to know how to address certain conflict. Let's pray even on today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you this morning, Lord God. Thank you for, first of all, this brand new day that you've given us. We don't take it for granted because we had yesterday, because we understand that tomorrow is not promised to us. So right now, we just want to glorify your name. We just want to let you know that you are King of Kings and you are Lord of Lords in our lives. I thank you for every person on this call. Father, this morning I pray right now that even as they would set themselves before you in a posture of prayer on this call, I pray right now that you would pour into them, God, everything that they would need to be successful and be fulfilled even on today. We thank you for Jesus today. He is our peace, Lord God. He is the one that resides, the one that governs our internal thermometer, Lord God. I thank you and I bless you right now, Lord God, that his peace is ours and his prosperity is ours. Thank you for your word this morning of encouragement, letting us know, Lord God, that as we would apply this principle, we can prosper in our lives. I speak that prosperity over every life, even on this morning, God. Thank you right now that you are giving us, Lord, the wisdom, the understanding, and even the perspective on how to handle conflict. I thank you that this morning there are peacemakers that are on this call today, that peace is going to be our top priority, that peace is going to be an accord that we would bind ourselves to. And, Lord, I thank you that as we are peacemakers, we will be seen as children of the Most High God. And so, God, since conflict is so unavoidable, I thank you right now for ordering our steps. I thank you right now for renewing our mind. I thank you right now for allowing us to have our emotions under control. I speak it now that we will not react to situations today, but we're going to respond. Lord, you know we need the power of your Holy Spirit to help us in this regard. So I pray right now that your Holy Spirit now, that his voice would become loud and crystal clear in our spirits, Lord God. I pray a sensitivity now that as the Holy Spirit would speak to us today, the one who lives on the inside of us, that we would not only hear, but we would obey and see the prosperity of our day. Thank you so much for that, Lord God. I pray even on today, Lord God, that you would give us the discernment to know which battles matter, since we have to be in the midst of perhaps conflict or contention today, Lord God. I pray that you would allow us to be direct and honest. I pray for every leader, for every person that's leading a team, leading a group, leading a shift at work, Lord God, leading in a classroom, Lord God. I pray that you would give them the wisdom and the understanding to know the difference between which battles to fight and which ones that you are working out on our own, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord, that even in the midst of conflict, you can keep us in perfect peace. For your word declares that if we would just keep our minds stayed on you, that you would keep us in perfect peace. So I speak rest now over your people. I speak all is well over their lives, even on today, Lord God. I thank you today, Lord God, that we don't have to get unnerved. We don't have to get disturbed. You've already declared that there's a good report that's coming to us, Lord God. So even now, we take authority over our day. We speak peace over our day right now. We speak a fulfillment over our day, Lord God. We thank you that your people shall stay encouraged, Lord God, that the spirit of discouragement and depression and self-doubt and low self-esteem shall have no place in us or around us even on today, because you're going to keep us encouraged. Thank you for the plans that you have for us, Lord God, plans to give us hope, to give us a future, to give us, Lord God, life in you. We thank you and we bless you that your plans are true and your plans are real for even our lives. I pray now as we would go out for work today, Lord God, that you would give us a God core, a God center in our lives, Lord, that we will be able to speak those things to those whom you have allowed us to speak, Lord. Let us be an encourager. Let us be a peacemaker. Let us be an uplifter even on today, Lord God. Father, it's not all about what we can receive today, but it's about the lives that we can bless even on today. I thank you and I bless you even for that now. We cover our children now as they would go to school, Lord God. We pray for them now, Lord God, as they would ride the bus, that you're going to put angels around everybody. We pray as they would go to school that you're going to put angels around the campuses that they shall be on, Lord God. We pray for their teachers now, their administrators, their principals, Lord God, all of those who are serving at the school. We pray for them now. We lift them up to you even now. We ask right now, God, that you would put a hedge around every campus, Lord, where no hurt, no harm, no evil can penetrate, Lord God. We thank you even now for not just guarding the campus, but guarding their minds and guarding their emotions and guarding their innocence. Lord God, we thank you and we bless you now that you are God that can hear and answer our prayers. Father, when they are out of our reach, we can commit them into your hands. So today we thank you that our kids are committed into your hands. We cover our spouses. We cover our family. We cover our churches. We cover our leadership now, Lord God. We ask that you you a prosper leadership, Lord God, that it can grow and be everything that you designed leadership to be in our lives. We love you, we thank you, and we bless you on this morning. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and glory to God. Amen, amen. So listen, today, remember, we are those who work for peace. Just because you're working for peace doesn't mean that there is a weakness in your life. Amen. It means that you understand your role as a child of God. Yes, there's times we're going to have to enter into conflict. We're going to have to address situations pointedly. But that means that it always gives way to a greater level of peace. God bless you and God keep you. Listen, I want to invite many of you to Bible study, to study 1 hour of the word. I believe in this last and evil days that we're living in, that is so very, very important for us to be Bible strong. A lot of us want to be physically strong, and that's good. Nothing's wrong with that. But we have to be Bible strong so that we can have a word to stand on when everything around us is shaken. So I want to make sure that wherever you are, whatever city you're in, make sure you're in a Bible class. Amen. Spend some time being taught the word of God, not just reading it yourself, but being taught the word of God by a man or woman of God. So we thank and bless God for you today. Listen, today is going to be a prosperous day for you. I'm praying today that if you have to deal with conflict, you're going to do it and God is going to be proud of your life. Hope you were blessed this morning. God bless you and God keep you until we meet again. Bye-bye.